Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
This is Shawn Michaels back on Monday Night Raw. I'm sitting alongside Triple the H Hunter. And we've got Chris Jericho in the ring against the Big Show. I don't know. What match? I don't know how you guys do this.
Vintage DX.
I was going to say, yeah, if I could say vintage a lot, that would help a lot.
That would help.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the radio show that has higher work weight than Wrestlelicious. Thank you, Tony. So now let's introduce the beast of burden for tonight. VRM!
I am not a happy hockey fan. Guys lost 3-1 in the third period. Girls lost 5-4 after scoring 3 in the third period.
And then we have Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
21 days off the air. You can't keep the signal out from my home. Or my apartment. Whatever.
Yeah.
This is getting really confusing.
Yeah,
by the way, thanks for
I've been off for 21 days.
And then Jim Williams.
Nice to be here in a pinch-hitting role, and I want to apologize ahead of time to everybody because he will need, Rob, that is, to lean on Tony Atlas for laughs, probably for the rest of the show.
Oh, I got another
yikes.
One.
Of course.
Tony Atlas and a dog. There's a joke there somewhere. I'm not going for it.
Good.
Although you would, Williams.
Damn.
Calm down, Sparky. We'll get back to you later in the show. And now we have from Columbus, Ohio, Nikki Hammond.
The Arnold Sports Festival is here in town, and I think about 30% of the population was there on Friday. I have never seen so many muscleheads in one place. Well, there was that one time at WrestleMania.
At least BPA isn't there now, or are they?
Yeah. And finally, we have Carl worked his ass off for 14 hours in a deli chenier.
You know what?
What?
Good evening. What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the same 21 days as Josh has been off, so have I.
Ooh.
Let's see what's happening. Oh, yeah, the Saints won the Super Bowl. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who dat?
Who dat?
Indeed. Who did?
Well, that's enough jibber jabber. Let's get to talk about some wrestling, or lack thereof, in the case of TNA.
Ooh. Very.
Because in my hand are times, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, actual times.
Mm-hmm.
This is for my request.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, me and Nikki have been doing this for the past month.
Can I ask a question quickly?
Yes.
Sure.
When you time the matches, do you time them bell to bell or do you count entrances?
Bell to bell.
That's what I thought. Okay, go ahead.
And we don't include commercial time.
Okay.
And this week we did something different.
Ooh.
This was the amount of time. Normally we just do match time, but last week we started doing the amount of time Hogan was on screen versus
Ooh.
The amount of time
oh.
of wrestling.
Oh, my.
One
Why do I worry Hogan has more than the matches?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, prop bets everywhere.
Yep.
Yes.
But this week we did something different.
But wait.
There's more.
Yes, it is. Yes, Mr. Popiel.
You get this cameraman?
Yep. God, help me.
Yeah, really. Help us all.
Instead of Hogan and wrestling, it's now Hogan wrestling and Eric Bischoff.
The unholy trinity.
And I guarantee you, Eric Bischoff was on the screen longer than 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not longer than that for one segment.
Blah.
And
wow.
Sadly, one of the members of 3 Minute Warning is dead.
Right.
Okay, it was too soon. My apologies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hence
so,
the blah.
Here are the actual times. Bischoff time, 8 minutes 26 seconds.
Yow.
Decent-sized match.
That's one-tenth of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dedicated to Bischoff.
Ew.
One-tenth too much.
Many would argue.
Take Bischoff over Hogan any day.
Yeah. And the amount of wrestling, 15 minutes, 41 seconds.
A noted improvement over the week prior.
However, 2 minutes, 11 seconds of that is asterisk because of the Angelina Love Velvet Sky altercation. I counted that time because it was actual in-ring competition. But it is asterisk.
Hmm.
Okay. Roger Maris would like to talk with you.
Shoulders.
But this week's shock winner, with 21 minutes 11 seconds, time that Hulk Hogan was on the screen.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, brother, I'm here to sell the company, brother. That's all about TNA. TNA's about Hulk Hogan, brother. As you're saying your prayers, as you're taking your vitamins, brother. I need an asthma inhaler.
Almost a quarter of the show.
That's crazy.
Oh, how true. What's even sadder is the fact that two Hogan promos, if you add up the two longest Hogan promos, almost equaled the amount of time of actual wrestling.
Jesus,
yeah, that's pretty
Christ.
Sad.
What makes it even more freaky is that one of these segments involved Bubba the Love Stooge.
Oh, yeah.
Terry!
And be honest with you, I mentioned to you privately last night, that was probably one of the only times you'll ever see he actually be useful anywhere.
Is he useful, period?
No.
Well, the way the promo came off of, you know. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I think, I was talking about this with Nikki, I think Bubba has some use.
Yeah, for boots to the head and Awesome Kong stress relief.
Yeah. He's also, he could also be a good janitorial person.
Yeah, we saw that part.
Okay, who else waited for Jeff Jarrett to put on the jumpsuit while he was being a janitor?
I did.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yep.
You would have too.
After the Abyssomania comment, I've turned on CSI.
There you go.
Yep.
The show was much
I was watching that
you.
Anyway.
Was much more tolerable on mute, and I should have just pulled up the song Guy Love during the Hogan Abyss promo.
You know what you should have done, Nikki? You should have spent a lot of time playing Tornaco.
Actually, that filled my commercials. What floor am I on? 22.
Not bad.
Of course. We'll get there.
Yeah. But Nikki has to ran on something about TNA Impact involving a wrestler that she once loved.
Who says I don't love him anymore?
You did about 3 hours ago.
I did.
Yep.
How soon you forget?
I said that I'd be happy to flip over when he was on TV starting this Monday.
No.
Oh, yes. Somehow, Mr. Travis Tyson Tomko, he of the great goat beard and the universal no, has apparently been on the Giant Bernard diet. He looks sloppy, ugly, and slapworthy. The man needs trim spa.
We're fan of
Nicole. That's the only thing he needs.
Well, I would like to offer that this version of Mr. Tomko, Fat Tomko, be thrown headfirst into room 101 with the panel's permission.
Seconded.
Third.
I'll allow it.
I sadly have to agree.
Motion carried.
Yeah, I already did.
One little thing, though. If you want him on Trim Spa, remember, Anna Nicole was on Trim Spa, and you see how well that worked.
Oh.
I mentioned that just a second ago, Jim. Yes. Obviously, y'all didn't catch it.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
The snow's hit Jim's head.
Yes, it had. Actually, it hit me right between the eyes.
There you go.
So I'm already at minus 10 for the next QI. Good to know. Thank you.
No, you're not minus 10 for the next QI. However,
No, that's me.
No, speaking of, this goes directly to Josh.
I'm sorry, it just flew over my head. I don't even get it.
It was the QI alarm.
That's the siren.
Oh.
And that's because of you forgetting to do your job last week.
Rod, I sure have to do my job.
You didn't give me the final scores.
Y'all suck, I win.
Yeah, that was it. Good
job, all right.
It's worse rigging than the Russians in the gymnastics competition. Good grief.
You mean the Chinese?
Oh,
no, more like the Russians in the 72 Olympics. Booyah.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Caroli.
Well, on that note,
yes.
Uh-huh.
There happens to be a sort of rivalry going on between TNA President Dixie Carter and one of my favorite internet personalities.
Ah, Mr. One Noah Antweiler.
That is correct. The Spoony One gave a passionate vlog about the lack of action in Total Nonstop Action last week, in a vlog where he watched the entire episode of Impact again, and he just went off.
Now, Rob, you're going to have to catch me up. Who is this jack-off?
No, he's not a jack-off. Carl, he's not a jack-off whatsoever. The guy's name is Noah Antweiler, a.k.a. the Spoony One, who runs a very popular internet website called thespoonyexperiment.com. Or SpoonyExperiment.com, where he does movie reviews, video game reviews. You know,
okay,
that sort of thing.
Take that back. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Spoonalicious.
Long day, folks. Long day.
But you were saying.
Yeah, go on.
Dixie Carter got wind of this and watched it.
Hmm.
And got into a little tizzy over the Spoony One. Because I don't know why, because maybe the points that he brought up were right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Valid.
Valid.
Very valid.
For her to hear.
I mean, he completely brought up truthful facts that, you know, just by watching the show, It was all completely stupid, pointless, insane, and really hated on the fact there were only 12 minutes of wrestling, which was half of what was on that week's Monday Night Raw.
Well, I mean, that kind of puts things in perspective when Dixie Carter realizes this, and it takes a blog for her to kind of realize this, and she spends her time and her attention and her energy going after this guy on a blog. Doesn't that kind of show you how things are screwed, how royally things are screwed up in TNA?
Again, may I
go back to Hogan's appearance on RVD Radio last month?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he openly admitted they're throwing crap against the wall to see what sticks.
Right.
He claims that they can watch the ratings minute by minute. There is no such system. They can get it in 15-minute blocks. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
If this is true, he's got less of a life than I do.
Ooh. Ooh, Hogan or Noah?
But just the fact that Hogan sat there and blew smoke up my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then called me a spark on the internet anyway, but that's kind of the point. The fact that Hogan doesn't even know what he's doing, and they want to go head-to-head with the WWE machine. I'm not
We're
being an apologist, but if you don't have your shit together...
Well, it looks like they're trying to get their shit together because today on Dixie's Twitter, she announced that they just re-upped with Sting.
Twitter tracker.
Thank you, Coco.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it has been reported by Spike TV and I guess Dixie that RVD has signed with the company.
Mm-hmm.
RVD 420 lives.
Which I was notified by fellow North American Wrestling Connection co-host DJ. I wish Zen Meister luck. I really do. I think he'd be, I think he'd be awesome in the X Division. I think he'd be great in the main event. He can go anywhere he wants on the roster as long as Hogan lets him.
That's a $64,000 question right there.
No, that's a $420,000 question, dude.
Exactly. So, I'm sure that Rob's going to get exactly 20 seconds out of it. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, God.
So, Rob gets 4 minutes
Sorry,
and 20
Jim.
Seconds every show.
Yes.
I almost timed that. But that also explains why Rob hasn't done his radio show the last 2 weeks. It was actually still scheduled, and he never called in. Then I get a tweet from him saying that he was driving back from Vegas with a buddy of his.
Guess we found out who that buddy was.
It wasn't Hogan, believe it or not.
It was Dixie.
Wasn't her either.
Mm-mm.
Jimmy Hart?
No, it was an actor friend of his. He was not interacting with anybody with TNA unless there was somebody else in the car he didn't mention.
Mm.
But
it has to be Sabu.
He in Vegas, probably. He was asleep in the back seat.
Probably but killing himself at a independent wrestling show with about 600 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's back on TV, it's always a plus. I don't think that's going to help TNA's ratings that much.
Do you think TNA will try to get Sabu back again?
Sabu's lucky he can stand.
Literally.
They were going to have a hard time getting him in there to work. It's pretty much the same situation that they're having with Hall, Waltman, and the Nasty Boys. There's really not much that Sabu can do anymore.
Waltman can still do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets off the pain pills, yeah.
Yeah. Hall,
there's no hope there, sorry.
Nasty Boys, well, 3-minute matches, they can do those.
They're good at sucking wind outside the ring, they're pretty good at that.
Dude.
Dude.
You're funny.
Tony, shut up. Anyway,
Then, by the way, speaking of TNA, did anybody see the Mick Foley getting etiquette lessons?
What?
I think I nodded off during that segment.
Even in mute, it was funny.
Yeah. Doing
especially
the Rick Flair set and all that stuff.
No, the dinner,
yeah, well,
the dinner settings.
Woman.
Yeah.
Poor woman.
He's sitting at the table, she unfolds the napkin, he pulls out Socko.
That was funny.
Since they're starting to go head to head on Monday night, Vince, are you scared?
Oh, hell no!
Thank you.
Again, sorry, Jim.
No, it's okay.
And now we end our TNA segment, which took about 21 minutes of the program.
Well, more wrestling, though. More time than the wrestling.
Yep.
Oh, who's counting?
Yeah, I am.
Of course, you're Rob's freaking Seidelman.
The little bastards.
That's right.
Next week we'll have a Jim. We have a new show coming up, right?
We have a new bit. I will not spoil it completely, but I'll just say, if you think the return of Jay Leno to late night is big, you should see what one of the other networks has coming up down the road.
Ooh.
One of our own is going to late night very soon. He will graduate from internet radio. That gives it off. He. And we'll be going to late night, and we'll tell you about that in a special compilation promo from the pilots next week.
Yep.
Chocolate of KPL Records.
Well, I just knew that I ain't going anywhere, but that's all right.
Yeah. Speaking of KFL, I think this was a case of me just not getting it, but Cheech and Chong Monday Night on Raw.
Oh God.
I'm saying this because I'm only 23. I know who Cheech and Chong are, but I never saw any of their stuff. This was just a case of me of I don't get it.
It's generation gap thing.
Yeah. Where's my lucky charms?
Well, they couldn't use weed.
Right.
Essentially, it's just the fact that the whole thing was that they're a pair of pot-smoking Mexican immigrants, which 30 years ago was considered great humor. You can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, we're in a day and age when Speedy Gonzalez is going to be changing, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Thank you, George Lopez.
The fact that they had fixed Speedy in the first place, when in his first cartoon, he showed up with no hat, shaggy hair, and a gold tooth.
Oh, jeez.
So they cleaned him up once.
Well, they're cleaning him up even more, so yeah.
Why? There's just because he speaks Spanglish, you know, what's the problem?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Well, anyway, yeah, but I get what you're saying about the whole Cheech and Chong thing. I mean, first of all, it's a generation thing. Second of all, it's the PGification of WWE, so they have to adhere to all those things. So instead of saying they're high on, it's diabetes. And it's tough also because, well, exactly. It's tough also the generation thing because to most people, they're like, okay, I know Cheech. He used to hang with Don Johnson. But Chong, I don't know.
That's 70s.
Well, yeah, I'm
right,
saying.
Right.
He's just done voiceover work all over the place. I see his name pop up a lot.
Well, yeah, but
Chong has not done much of anything. And the fact that, you know, we have the generation gap problem, and it's some of that generation gap problem is in the front office, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps so, yes.
It's also going to prove my point about the patheticness of me not getting it. We had the Bellas pretty much want to get all up in the action that is Cheech and Chong when they first walked in. Hey, poppies and stuff like that.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, I thought the Lucky Charms thing was kind of goofy. Although, I give up props for some of the brain damage that did happen backstage.
Chong stroking William Regal's hair and Cheech thinking Chris Masters was a diva?
Was when they thought that Chris Masters was Kelly Kelly and then Chris Masters speaking with Kelly Kelly's voice. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's called editing, of course.
It's also creepy, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Creepy and funny at the same time.
Stop staring at my chest, Pep Dance.
And then at the end of everything, when they had a diva distraction going on in the ring, a pajama pillow fight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gail Kim in Hello Kitty gear.
I'm okay with that.
I could go with something, but if it was some obscure anime, then I'd have a problem with it. Hello Kitty, it is an obscure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's a doji or feature. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go obscure. Here is Greenwood. Soldier Utena.
How about Ranma 1/2?
I wasn't on there unless Santina was involved.
Meow.
What about
that,
the one with Go and
got
Hitler?
It. Somebody got it.
Hitaru Nobu?
I don't know who's laughing, but thank you.
Okay.
VRM.
I got the Ranma Santina joke. I got it.
Thank you, VRM.
All right. And then we also have where they reenacted the snack break from Remote Control when they threw the Lucky Charms everywhere.
Including in somebody's faces, which I loved.
Thank you, Hornswoggle, for making Michael Cole actually pissed off.
Even Hornswoggle Michael Cole because he was throwing crap at him. Who knows? Lucky Charms might have improved his announcing.
Lucky Charms.
No, he throws before NXT. That's why he's actually decent on NXT instead of being god awful on Monday Night Raw.
My
point taken.
Let's get to the best part.
Oh no, that's true. We do have one big thing from Raw.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Oh, the Hitman Hart thing.
Of course.
I was actually talking about something else, but go ahead.
Me too.
Well, it's game on. The match is back on. And it's marks everywhere. There you go. Bret Hart finally gets his revenge on Vince McMahon. At WrestleMania. There you go.
Yeah, we called for this at the Hall of Fame for WrestleMania 22.
Yeah.
It would happen eventually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in life.
And Bridget said, I wish.
Yeah. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, new inductee this week is Mad Dog Vachon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right, nice.
Paul the Butcher Vachon was already inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And now we get Mad Dog Vachon. Now, I would have loved for Luna to induct him into the Hall, but apparently she can't get out of her job towing cars.
So instead they give... Well, go ahead.
Well, they get Pat Patterson.
They give the Frenchie guy the gig.
But then again, both are Canadian,
what, they actually found Frenchie Martin?
That could help them.
There's a Montreal connection going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rob's dreams, of course.
Oh, fuck you.
You indeed, yes.
Those two aren't that hot. And I better leave it at that.
Good idea. Let's move on.
Otherwise, Carl, I am forcing you to listen to every single tic-tac-toe dragon rap there is in the world.
And you would do that.
Don't we? Because I just put it up.
Yes. Game show garbage.
Oh.
GSGarbage.OCCrew.net.
Mm-hmm.
New
Rapping Dragon and Dragon
oh
Slayer.
Oh my God.
Tic-Tac-Donani. Oh boy.
Have been inducted.
You got to find video and audio clips and embed them. You have to.
I did.
Oh
jeez. Okay. You sick man.
But to lessen the blow, I have the actual Dragon Roar on there as well.
Yeah, the one used here.
Mm-hmm. Right. The original, except those substitutes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else do we need to talk about here this week? Oh, yeah, Nikki.
Yes.
I got something for Nikki.
Uh-oh.
You like OVW, right?
I do.
Okay. I need to grill you on somebody.
I think I know who... I think I saw the thread on WrestleCrap. I don't recognize the guy.
Asher Knight.
I wish I could help you on that one.
Well, congratulations, Asher Knight, on making it to the WWE.
He made it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Death and fires.
Oh, by the way, WWE has also re-signed Domino.
Really?
Yep.
How long before we see the Deuce return?
Hopefully never.
No.
True.
He's too busy dropping big ones.
Mm-hmm.
He's back.
I think
retires.
Yeah.
Being a road agent.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
The other big thing on Raw we needed to discuss was a little more on Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still, that wasn't what I wanted to talk about, but okay.
What were you thinking about, Carl?
Probably the best thing on Raw that entire night, the Cena Batista promo.
Hi, Nikki! I'm on.
Hi, Mrs. Simon.
That is Alex Skippy Trebek's overbearing German school
mom.
Overbearing now.
Twice removed.
Once
and on probation for knocking out Bubba the Love Sponge.
You are so grounded, Seidelman. You are so freaking grounded.
For life.
Yeah.
For life.
Moving on quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
But you're right. The Cena. I neglect the Cena Batista promo.
Yeah.
And I don't wish to. Oi! Oi!
Barky, yes, let's get this over with now, because there was actually a show worse than TNA this week.
Oi.
Message to Typho in the chat.
Is Typho even in the chat?
Yes.
Global Domination lives.
Hey, Typho, I need you to call in.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, no. Okay, I know where we're going.
Damn it.
Come
on, Typho.
Boy. Do I need to leave the room?
No.
Call in, man, come on.
Because
I need to
get the other side of this, because he's been putting over the show for months.
Oh, no.
And I've been missing the show for months.
And now you can't defend it.
Right.
No, I want him on the show. Have the Undertaker button ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tyfall, please call in because we need you to talk about WrestleWitches with me.
The man who pimps it out every week. Like he's getting some action off it or something.
Pick up the phone, shit. Come on.
Yeah, Tyfall, don't be scared.
It won't hurt you much.
You know it's going to happen either way, so why don't you face it up like a man, Typho? A man.
Be a man, Typho.
All of a sudden, I feel like the weatherman from Anchorman. Good grief. I love
you,
I love
Jim
lamps.
Colson.
Rick Tamlin?
Ray, you're going to harpoon someone.
Typho, I'm calling you out. Get in here.
I killed a guy. Yeah. Well.
What? I'm a manager. I can't do that much damage.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Well, let me just say this about WrestleWitches.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here's Typho.
Oh, here we go.
How's it going, everybody?
Now in the studio is the defendant, Typho.
I've heard my name being thrown around a little bit for some reason.
Yes.
Obvious.
Well, I have no idea what could be going on.
Well, guess what we're talking about right now, Typho. Well, Undertaker has something to say to you.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's time to talk about WrestleWitches.
Show myself out.
So did everybody enjoy episode one this past Monday?
It fucking sucked ass.
It was bad. Hilarious.
A matter
bad.
Of opinions. A matter of opinions.
I've seen better work rate coming out of Kelly in 2007.
Then again, Rob, you haven't had the meat or the better wrestlers wrestle just yet. Monday, I believe Serena's actually in.
And don't forget about the recently signed Sojourner Bolt, former TNA Knockout.
I reiterate.
Josie's
also
over there?
Daphne.
I'm sorry, not even Daphne can make those wrestlers look good. Plus, I'm going to talk about those.
Away from them.
And plus, here's a laundry list of the problems that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And try to defend these Typho, if you can.
Okay.
How about the crappy, stupidly insipid announcer?
The announcer I will not defend. Not a fan of the announcer. I've said it all along. I should be calling the action. Me and the Tuesday Night Typho cast, because we love WrestleWitches there, with the exception of VRM.
Who is their announcer?
What was his name? Johnny C. or something like that.
Wow.
Basically, he was installed to throw out weird puns every 10 seconds. And if that's what they were going for, he succeeded.
It's Scott Hudson.
Scott Hudson's a cop, and he enjoys his job.
Oh, I miss Scott Hudson as an announcer, though.
Yeah, me too.
I was referring to the something else he did.
Oh, Spike Dudley was 30? What?
I mean, I remember the original announce crew on Eastern Championship Wrestling. Or Tri-State Wrestling Alliance.
Yeah, here you go again.
Here we go again.
That announcing team was better than the guy on WrestleWitches. Even Chris Kloss was better than the guy on WrestleWitches.
Hey, Chris Kloss is awesome.
Oh.
Chris Cruz is better than the guy on WrestleWitches, probably.
Yes!
I'd rather have the rap duo Chris Cross.
I'd rather have
hooray!
Mike.
They'd make you jump.
Yes, I'd rather have Mike Adamly.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my.
There it is. You go, Mom.
Yeah.
Here comes the deuce.
How about Mike Adamly, Michael Cole announcing?
Can we do something right now? Just throw the announcer square in room 101, never see him again?
Head first.
Here.
Yeah.
No, because I want to throw the entire Wrestlelicious in.
Ooh.
Second.
Ooh.
Epstein, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either, so I can't specify.
Be glad you got your wife there.
Me, I watched the whole thing. Why?
However, I could bring in the vote from a certain referee who said he couldn't even make it through the show.
the toolbox himself.
There.
Yeah. All right, Typho. Now it's your turn to defend the comedy bit.
The matches.
Well, you know, you got the comedy bits in there, thrown in between the stellar in-ring action, of course, so you can catch your breath and have a good time enjoying the show.
What? I thought the matches were the comedy bits.
Okay. Here's one of the stellar comedy bits that they did. The Head Candy Kisses come in. Yes, that's the actual name.
Candy Kiss.
Yeah, played
greatest
by
pop
Lizzie
star
Valentine
on the planet.
WS
Candy
Act.
Charles.
Yeah, Candy Kisses, which sounds like a stripper from across the street at Fox's.
Probably is.
One of the three ugly ones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not the midget.
And she's singing her new tune. And then I think the ring announcer guy says, "You're going to sell a million." She goes, "CDs? No, earplugs." Hits the balls and she walks off.
And just a quick note, Bob, that new song is actually about 10 years old and done by 3 Count.
Yes, it's a remake of Can't Get You Out of My Heart.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy
All I'm missing
I mean,
is
Pink
Abbott with a nibble
of
shirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Bring
somebody,
the dog out.
Okay, wait a minute. Where's my Twitter? Hurricane Helms, Shannon Brand. You've been ripped off.
Yeah, that's
yes.
On your feet. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd rather have this.
Yeah, baby!
That was smart.
The Jim Williams theme.
They've got good harmony. What do you want?
Yeah.
Sarcasm.
I can only hear Shane in the refrain of that song.
Well, yeah.
Then we also get to the theme song.
Please, I've heard this on Typho Show so many times. Do not even go there.
And you missed our full rundown on Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah, because
we played the full 3 minute and 16 second extended version.
I'm sorry, VRM.
I am glad I did not call in now.
Oh, don't worry. You probably would have disappeared beforehand when we went through the entire results and everything.
Oh,
and went segment by segment.
Oh, and then we got, you know, listen to these. Tony the Top, the goddaughter, and probably the worst Jersey accent that I've seen this side of The Sopranos.
It's a Brooklyn accent, damn it!
Jason Block is offended. No.
Oh, boy.
Actually, Jason Block just got employed.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, so let's give Jason a nice round of applause.
Hey, we got to be proud of Tony the Top, though. She has the distinction of being the first ever winner on Wrestlelicious TV. She destroyed Maui in the opening match.
That's the answer to a trivia question on Trivial Pursuit Wrestlelicious Edition.
It only has 2 pie pieces.
Yeah, because the other 4 you have. Well, let's not go there. Too easy.
Way too easy.
You guys set that one up. Thank you.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
And now Typho, now the big one.
Oh, boy.
The wrestling. This was painful to watch. Not even the running commentary of R.D. Reynolds and Blade Braxton could save it.
Not even Bryce could save it.
I bet Matthew could.
Not even the guys from MSD3K could save this.
Actually, they probably could.
I was going to say, so is it an hour-long Botchamania video, or?
You know, Matthew actually posts on the WrestleCraft forums. I'm going to send him a message asking him if he wants to come onto the show and, you know, actually talk a little wrestling and maybe get in on a Around the Horn or a QI.
I'd like to hear him Around the Horn. That intrigues me.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
All right, so Typho.
Hello.
Defend your girls in the ring.
From the six-girl tag main event. On the face team, it's good to know that Jimmy Hart and J.B. Rich and the boys have been listening for the last year. I've been putting them over. I see a little tribute to me in that match with the character Tyler Texas. Thank you, guys.
They thank you from the bottom of their empty pockets.
Of course, her team did the job, but, you know, what can you do? That's what happens
then,
when you're going up against the formidable team of Bandita, Felony, and whoever the hell the other one was.
By the way, Felony is actually Miss Peyton Banks.
Oh, the Tracy Brooks.
No, Tracy Brooks actually
her
just got released
Bubba,
from TNA.
Companies are to the ring. Officer Bubba does a good job out there keeping her in check.
Oh, fucking hell.
Officer Bubba
actually has the best work rate out there in the ring. And then we have the gormless referee, to which me with zero training could do a better job than that doofus.
Don't call Bryce Remsburg a doofus.
But it's such a nice way. We're saying it in the nicest way.
In a lovable sense, almost.
Yeah.
So lovable.
Doesn't sound like it from Rob.
But. Sit,
eel. Feed your damn dragon, Patrick Wayne, already.
Oh, I want to put him in Sparky. Come on.
Damn, Sparky, damn.
Don't be gay, Sparky. Don't be gay.
Well, he is the gay fish.
Only he was.
Okay, we're
Jim, you're sick.
I am.
But anyways, Typho, of Tooth and Head Typho, the only place where you'd be able to get WrestleLicious news, because I'd be damned if we're ever going to talk about WrestleLicious on this show ever again.
Oh.
Thank God.
Rob!
Drop it.
It'll always be here with me in spirit.
Hey, we don't want to know where that spirit's coming from, but that's okay, Typho. You're all right.
Well, it's actually coming from this.
I think he's cute. He's so sexy. He's got the look. This rise is a wife. Got the move. That really moves me. He sends chills up and down.
You know, if she were still alive, Sensational Sherry would have made a great addition to WrestleLicious.
Pull the lever. She'd have kicked all their asses.
Probably.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Thank you, Steve Paolo.
Yes, indeed.
That's a little in-joke between me,
Carl. Inside
and
joke, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it is. Inside joke.
Moving right along. Moving right along.
All right. All in those in favor of throwing Wrestlicious head first in the room, say aye.
Aye. I'm going to throw it, show its boobs first.
Aye.
All of those.
Son of a bitch, yeah.
We had to screw your boobs first. I second to screw your boobs.
Screw your boobs!
It did.
Screw your boobs! Screw your boobs!
Typho?
I will be the objection to this, of course.
Screw your boobs!
With it.
Boy.
Here are the boobs. They just got motorboated in.
Yeah. May 4, find happiness, but WrestleLicious number 101.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes. WrestleLicious on a channel that nobody in America gets.
Yeah.
And that channel would be?
MAV TV.
Oh, that's the Mark Cuban-owned.
David Mark Cuban.
Crap.
The
crap.
Secondary Mark Cuban-owned channel.
Yeah, behind
HD. The primary has ROH.
And I believe Byte TV for our Canadian fans.
Yeah, that's where I saw it, the Byte TV Canadian website. And by the way, they have so much better wrestling on that channel. Classic St. Louis wrestling and Memphis wrestling.
Very nice.
You get to watch puppies all day long.
And the old banana nose.
Yeah, them too. Bite me, asshole.
Somebody needs to gorilla press him.
Yes. So, WrestleLicious, a show that I will never talk about ever again. If you want to talk, if you want to hear more about WrestleLicious, Typhon can tell you where you can listen to.
Oh, yeah, you'll definitely be hearing about it on Tuesday night. Typho every Tuesday night, especially with that big 20-year-old Battle Royal coming up to crown the first ever champion. Featuring Lacey Von Erich.
20-year-old.
20-year-old.
Lord help us.
Picard salute.
Watch Lacey. I'm calling it now. Lacey Von Erich's going to be the champ.
I've heard her claw hold is not fictitious.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Wow.
Oh, boy.
You're doomed, buddy.
Fun tonight, aren't we? Not getting anything else done tonight.
No.
I don't think
we
are. No.
Well, let's talk about NXT.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Further proof that CM Punk doesn't even know why he's there, and the same thing can now be said for William Regal.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Just because Silverback Reeves, I mean Skip Sheffield, is such a goofball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. We actually got a nice biography on Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson.
Still Danielson to me.
Damn it. Sorry, had to be said.
It's so
really
real
been
to
Daniel
me,
Bryan
Kevin.
For years, according to those magazine clippings they showed us.
By the way, calling you Dave Willis. You know Dave Willis, the guy who actually did the It's Still to Me, Damn It, wah, guy. Actually does post on WrestleCrap.
Really?
Yes, he does.
Does he get emotional like that?
Yes, he does.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Just like Chris Crocker, yeah.
What do you have to what do you have to mention?
Screw your boobs.
Because I'm sick, that's why.
That's right.
Anyway.
You probably enjoy watching his videos.
Getting a colonic, probably, yeah, me. Nah, no.
Oh, God.
But yeah, Punk just hanging around, chewing on the strings of his hoodie. William Regal is in his perpetual face palm.
Mm-hmm.
Miz likes to beat up Daniel Bryan. And Carlito spits on Heath Ledger to end the show.
Now that's NXT. That's cool.
Heath Ledger.
Oh wow! I just caught that. Yeah.
He's spitting on graves.
Somebody's been watching some Brokeback Mountain over the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I knew how to greet you.
That's an eternal siren.
Mark you 1 second.
All right. I'm sorry, God.
Whoa. I think that's Qualified Room.
This thing's just gone down. Now were you regretting that you had me on as a backup tonight? Yes.
Speaking of, we need to talk some serious wrestling news right now.
5 minutes, serious. Here we go.
Yeah.
I was pissed off last week on how quickly Mickey dropped the belt back to Michelle McCool. Now we know why.
Mm-hmm.
Because this past Monday, she was in the hospital for a staph infection on her left leg.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm.
No timetable when she'll get back into the ring, and odds are she probably won't get back to the ring since her country career is starting to take off.
Well, does this put her touring on hiatus, obviously?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's looking like it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't doubt that after she gets healed, she'll be wished well in all of her future endeavors.
Absolutely.
Leaving the total number of faces on SmackDown in the Divas Division 2.
Blah.
None.
Tiffany's there now.
Tiffany does not count.
They may be trying to make the Glamazon sort of into one.
Well,
yeah,
she's tweener, I think. Quasi semi face will be fine.
Yeah. She's like tweener right now, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
So one mentioned Stephanie.
They've almost turned her face for like 2 years now, and they always pull back.
Exactly.
Did someone mention Stephanie just a second ago?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, wait a minute. I do remember seeing pictures of Stephanie as of late. She may have another kid on the way. By the looks of things, anyway.
May is more like yes, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is she trying to rival the Octomom or John or Kate or something?
No,
what?
Trying to get
the
boy.
Family
jewel.
Hunter wants a son born as close to his birthday as possible. That's what he's trying to do.
Didn't we throw in the Octomom?
He'll do it every year until he gets it right.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Come on, Stephanie, give it to me. I need it.
I am the king.
At WrestleMania 46, when Triple H Jr. is winning the title, we'll remember this.
if he's getting all girls, he should have some self check because. Go ahead.
Rob, you were saying something now.
Yeah, we have 1 minute left in the show, so. Let me get a couple of stuff, by the way. GSGarbageOCCrew.net, new induction, new commentary. Save Solitary, save Val.
Rob just wants Val. All to his
Val.
Mm-hmm.
Round three.
Has he qualified for the room yet?
Jim's got immunity from the room for at least another 3 months.
Bye, Jared. Bye, Rob. Oh, thank
you. Wow, as far as it was that long.
Yeah.
I have a purpose. I'm not sure what it is, but I have a purpose.
Yes, you do have a purpose.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you. I think.
Orf had no purpose, so that's why he's in the room.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
Right, let's not. Carl, Jim, BS Big Show, Jim Williams on the air.
WSNJ.
WSNJ, VRM, Sports Digest, Stepboy Josh Henniger, Capture Suplex Radio, Nikki Heyman, NikkiHeyman.com, Carl Chenier, BS Big Show, Typho Tuesday, Typho. This is me, Peter Marshall, thanks. Well,
he's
Carl, BS Big Show, and this is me, Robert Sodelman, saying...
Let the March Madness begin!
Ha ha! Get that dragon away from me.
Fires under all our arms.
Good God, put that thing on a leash.
Let's drop that. Good grief.
This is what happens when Sparky gets pissed off.
Sad thing is, I don't know if that's Sparky or if that's Triple H's reaction to not getting guys coming out of Stephanie. I'm not sure. I'm just saying.
Okay, we better end the show there.
That's a high note. Low note for her, but a high note for us, yes.
Yeah, that's probably the best line that we're going to get this week.
Sorry. To which I say I apologize.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. You're right. Night, all.
Night.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.